God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. It is 9:08 at night. Usually we don't come on the podcast this late, but something has came to my attention that we just got to get after. In Luke chapter 11, and I'm going to say around verse number 5. And the Bible says, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto them, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Now, midnight is not the hour you want to be visiting somebody's house, at least not a normal circumstance, you know. Midnight is not the hour you just want to show up and come over unannounced. The Bible says this man came to his friend's house at midnight, saying, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, often you can have friends that have friends. They may not be your friends, but they're friends of a friend of yours. And he says, well, a friend has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now, often, maybe, perhaps, this was a situation, well, that maybe that friend had someone step in on him or stop in on him, unaware, unannounced, and surprise him also, because he had nothing to set before him. Glory to God. Oftentimes, we tell folks, hey, well, if you're ever in my area, stop on in. If you're ever in my area, look me up. And just so be it that this man was in his area. So the Bible just goes on to say, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. Listen, this is what the friend is saying that's in the house. This is midnight now. The door is now shut. My children are with me in the bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. Hey, we sleeping here. You know, glory to God, because here's what we doing at midnight. Man, I got to go to work in the morning. I should be asleep myself. I got to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, if the Lord will. So he says this, and here's what happened now. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity. Now here's the word I want to get to, importunity. Luke 11 and 8, it's about says because of his importunity. Now importunity, no doubt is persistence, consistency, persistence. But I find it goes deeper than that also. Because importunity is means to keep asking in a bothersome and troubled way. It's like an annoying way. It's kind of like to keep asking even though facing opposition or resistance. Shekoba. So let me go on. And while because of his importunity, meaning that the friend that's asleep in the house and the other friend that's outside knocking on the door, the friend that has what the other friend needs is saying that I'm going to give my friend what he needs because of his importunity, because of his persistence, because he keeps asking, because he's annoying me. He keeps coming. He keeps talking. He keeps going. And I'm going to give him what he needs. He will rise and give him as many as he needed. Now watch this. Now, that's what the Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 8. Now watch this. And I say unto you, and Jesus said, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. On the end that ask, and there on Luke 11 and 10 is ETH. That is continually. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now watch this. Now watch this. Now watch this. Now watch this. Shakabotoku. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Desmond, some of you who asked God something for once and didn't get it, and you said, well, it must not be for me. Some of you have asked the Lord something, and maybe a couple times, said, well, I didn't get my prayer. I said, it must not have been for me. Some have been asking for homes and businesses. Some have been asking for churches. Somebody have been asking for a wife or a husband. Some have been asking for peace of mind. Some have been asking to be a good tither, a good faithful prayer, a good husband, a good wife. Some have been asking to be a good daughter, a good student. many things somebody been asking for, healing, somebody asking for a better job, a better career. A lot of things we're asking God for, and we didn't get them right when we asked. And because we didn't get them, we gave up. But in order to receive things, oftentimes I'm finding out, because Jesus spoke the parable, we got to have a word called importunity, which means that we got to be persistent. We got to be consistent. And we got doko basara, keep asking in spite of opposition. Shabo doko ba. In spite of that opposition. In spite of shikoba samakuba seraba shiki. In spite of doors being shut in our face, in spite of not receiving it right away, in spite of it being weeks and months have passed, in spite of all those things that are going on, we must be persistent, we must be consistent, and we must keep going even though we're facing resistance. We have to keep going, because if we don't, we can oftentimes we won't get from God what we need and what we're praying for. Right now, somebody been asking right now in the name of Jesus, glory to God, for some family members to be saved and get the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it seems like they're only getting worse. Don't give up. Keep praying. Let's go deeper into the scriptures in Luke 11:11. This is what it says. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will it for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Listen, he says evil parents, evil folks know how to give good gifts unto their children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Did you see that? Luke 11:13. He said, if you then being evil, he said, you're some evil people. You got evil parents, evil fathers out there. And yet, even those evil people know how to give good gifts unto their children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask him? Father, I'm asking for myself. I'm selfish tonight. I'm asking for myself, Father. That Father God, you give me much more of the Spirit. Give me much more of the Spirit. Because according to your word, an evil parent knows how to give gifts unto his children. And you said, how much more are you going to give the Holy Spirit to them to ask him? And I'm asking tonight, much more of your Holy Spirit. I need more of that anointing. I need more of the word of wisdom and word of knowledge. I need more of the word of prophecy. I need more of the working of miracles, diverse kinds of tongues, and the koba, and the joy of the Lord, the glory of the Lord be manifested in the shade about toko in my life. Even now, Father, care about to, based off your word. I ask this, and here we go again. Let's go deeper. Now we'll stop right there. Father, we thank you right now for the word. Glory to God. Help us to have importunity. Help us keep asking until we get what we want. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. See you at midnight.